Terry Wilhite here, along with
Debbie Campbell with TAB News.
Hey, this is fun. This is continuing our coverage from the 2019 Alabama Baptist Pastors Conference in Daphne, Alabama. And with us today is Dr. Byron Edens, Vice President of the Piedmont International University. Tell us about Piedmont.
Thank you for asking. Like I said, I'm Vice President of Piedmont International University. I'm the former Vice President of Tennessee Temple University. We merged with Piedmont back in 2015 and continued Temple Baptist Seminary right on. Through the mergers that we've already had and one we just did this past year, we merged with Southeastern Bible College outside of Birmingham. And so we have expanded our footprint, not only in the national scene, but also internationally. One of the programs that we have designed for the local church and for pastors is called our E412 program, which is based on Ephesians 4:12, equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. And it is actually a 30-hour Master of Arts in Ministry degree designed to be done by compressed intervideo courses that are projected into the local church or the local association, or even a person can do it from right at home. One of our associations here in Alabama, of course, is Shelby Baptist Association. And we partnered with them this past year to be able to offer the courses, and they're doing them not only for course credit, which is 10 courses at 3 hours a course, a 30-hour degree at $99 a credit hour. No other college I know of in the country is doing
this. Great.
This is a gift to the local church at $99 a credit hour.
Now, who is it that you're appealing to, that you're looking to connect to? Is that the layperson? Is that the Sunday school teacher? Is that the pastor? Or is that the...
All of the above.
Yeah.
The way that it works is, let's say that somebody in your church, like our church, now my home church, I live outside of Chattanooga, and my home church is Clinging Ridge Baptist Church in Tennessee. And we're doing this in our own local church. My daughter's one of the students there. So she attends and goes on a Monday night. We play the video courses, 45-minute videos, 12 of them per semester into one course. And she sits in a classroom along with others in the church who want to just take the course for enrichment. One of the courses that we're offering is Ken Ham teaches our Origins course on biblical origins, which is exciting because we know that one of the things that we fight in our world today as Christians is the evolution theories, and when we know that creationism is what the scripture teaches. And so we're a conservative theological school that centers on the Bible. And so in these particular courses that are offered, the ones that we offer in the local church are Old Testament, New Testament, introduction, also teaching the Bible, a research and writing course, an apologetics course taught by Alex McFarlane, and then the apologetics and then evangelism and origins. So it gives us a view of being able to train our teachers and leaders. My history is I go back having been a pastor as well as being an educator. I went to New Orleans Seminary and grew up there, did my Master of Divinity there, and then did my doctoral work. And one of the things that I saw in the local church was trying to train pastors in the local church, but also our own church leaders. Many times somebody will say, I want to join your church, Brother Byron, and I want to teach in your Sunday school class. But you don't know what their background is. And so now this comes along. If we'd have had this back when I was pastoring at those times, we could have used that to train our leaders. Say, okay, if you're going to be teaching Sunday school, we need you to understand what theology is. We need you to understand what the biblical view, even though it's in the Constitution and bylaws, if you've been here a year with us, we'd like for you to know what we believe and to teach that. One Sunday in one of the churches that I was pastoring, I walked by the Sunday school class after a new couple had started teaching, and one was sharing, we're going to talk about the book of Genesis and the four writers of the book of Genesis and how the sun and moon and the stars were thousands of years between the first, second, and the third day. Well, that's not what we believe. And so going to teach those things properly. And so that was the reason, was to being able to use this E412 program for the local church, using it to train pastors in a local association, or to do it for enrichment. We have it on our website, www.e412.com. If you click on that, we have the free downloads for pastors all over the United States or all over the world. They can get these courses for free to do for enrichment, which doesn't cost them a dime.
Right.
And we've also translated this into Portuguese last year, went to Brazil, launched it in Portuguese, which we have 27 students studying from Brazil. We also are launching it now in Spanish in January which will go around the Spanish world, and have just today finished up an transfer credit agreement with the former president of the Word of Life Ministries from Argentina. And mm-hmm. he is also working with us. So that's the exciting part about what we can do for the local churches here in Alabama and all across the world.
You guys are amazing. Dr. Edens,
yeah.
Tell us how you could how we could find out more information.
Our website is www.piedmontu.edu, and then you can click and see all of these different programs. One of the other programs that I would like to share with you very quickly is our new criminal justice program. We've got a Bachelor of Arts in Criminal Justice that we just began. We've signed a memorandum of understanding with the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We're expanding that down in Alabama, and also we have an articulation agreement with the Sheriff's Department in North Carolina, right outside of Winston-Salem, where our home office is. Now you say, well, what in the world is a university from North Carolina doing in Alabama? Well, I will share with you, we know that the internet has become very live and very opportunist in the world today for us to be able to do what we used to have to drive back and forth to do. We are launching a new campus down here, and hopefully in the next year, as we have a partner now taking over Southeastern Bible College, but we're doing with local associations and churches. Wills Creek Baptist Church up in Gaddison is one of our partners there, and they're also excited about what God is doing in that area. We know that God can open doors through the criminal justice program, because here's something no other university is doing. Let's say you've got a law enforcement person or someone that wants to go into law enforcement. They get out of high school, and most of the time if they want to go into law enforcement, they have to go to post training, or what they call TCI training, for those that want to go to prison to be a prison guard. We're taking that whole first year of their college from what they do at TCI or post training. So if you've got a law enforcement officer that's got a high school education and got their post training, they can come straight into our program and do it online without having to come to our university and do their whole bachelor's degree. And most of it is funded by Pell Grants, because we are recognized by the U.S. Department of Education. And so for what they would go and spend a lot of money, and the way we worked a partnership with the Hamilton County up in Tennessee was the fact that the Sheriff's Department said, we'll give a scholarship for this. And by the way, if somebody wants to excel, it helps these law enforcement officers not only get an education, but it helps them also to be able to excel in their ranks as they would be promoted because of educational status.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Byron Edens,
yes,
thank
sir.
You so much. You guys have it going on.
Well, we're excited about that. And excited.
And give us, as we're out of time here, give us that website address.
Website again is www.piedmontu.edu, like Piedmont University.edu. Thank you again for allowing me to come and share.
It's our pleasure.
God bless you.
Appreciate it.